It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And this is a very cool, very special episode of Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach because it's just Boomer and the Coach.
That's right. The two main guys of the main show, and this is going to be about skating. It's going to be about organizations. It's going to be about regions. It's going to be about the nation, about the world. I can't wait.
And I got to tell you, Coach is fired up. This man is fired up. It's like he drank a case of Red Bull before he came in. Want to really thank Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing for all the support for Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. You still have time because I know there's a lot of championship events coming up, which we're going to talk about on this particular episode.
Yes, we are.
You have time to talk with Jimmy Blair, take care of all your equipment needs, skate your best, look your best, feel your best. Thanks, Jimmy, Pinnacle Racing. It's pinnacleracing.com. Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out pinnacleracing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at pinnacleracing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like five ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Coach, we're going to just jump right into this because this is an episode where it's just us. And you,
that's right.
You hit me up. You're like, I am fired up. I got some stuff to say. And I know you always hold back. You always hide your emotions. You never have anything to say. Anyone who knows Coach knows that he's very quiet and reserved. Like at a meet, you wouldn't even know he was there.
That's right.
You have no idea he was there.
I stay in the shadows so that people don't even know. I don't like to be the center of attention at all.
I mean, we're at practice. A two-hour practice. And we get done. We're like, was Coach even hear? We didn't hear him at all. But I know you were fired up.
Yes.
And you had so much as you were like, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about talk about that. And I know we wanted to kind of touch upon some of the big events that are coming up.
That's right.
So go ahead and start it off, Coach.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. And just so everybody knows, we don't have any guests on today. And the reason why we don't have any guests on, I'm not putting anybody on the spot. I don't want anybody to be taken in a negative light. I don't want anybody to be viewed negatively. This is me and you. And as far as I'm concerned, I got thick shoulders. So if people don't like me for speaking my mind and speaking how I feel, I'm sorry. I hate that you don't like that, but that's who I am. And I'm very passionate about sport. I've been passionate for a long time. I've had great mentors in Jay Ingram, you know, Lisa Dunham, Renee Hildebrand, Joe Cotter. I've attached myself to a lot of the great coaches, Jeff Foster, you know, Patty Leisure, just to name a handful of these coaches that are out there. And there's still many more that I haven't even touched base on. But the reality is when I see the state of where our skating world is right now, it bothers me. It bothers me because some of the stuff we have no control over. Some of the stuff is just basically a bunch of negative stuff that's out there right now between these organizations. And it's like it's an organizational war, but the organizations aren't fighting. They're not fighting right now, Boomer. What's going on? Our coaches are fighting. And if coaches are fighting, why are they fighting? Why are friends that have been coaches, competitors at one point in time against each other? These are gentlemen and ladies that have been associated with each other through the loving sport of speed skating forever. And now they're in Facebook battles and they're in private message conversations where they're kind of going at it. And then maybe they're not even talking to each other anymore. Maybe they just don't reach out and talk to each other anymore because of this organizational war that's non-existent. There's no war. And I don't understand why everybody's putting it as a war. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about competitions coming up. You know, right now, just so everybody knows, Jay Ingram is getting ready to head overseas. He's going overseas to do his training camp. Gus Garros is coming up. The Geisingen competition will be coming up. And Jay organizes his thing right around the same time. It's a great thing. Any athlete that has the money, that have the time and the ability to go over there and see Jay Ingram and sign up for this training camp, you're an idiot if you miss it. If you got the money to go, if you got the opportunity to go, go. You need to go. It has nothing to do with USARS. It has nothing to do with USRSS. It's about skaters. It's about learning to skate international competition. You know, Twapiz, Joe Cotter, God love this guy. He took 30, 40 skaters every year, Team USA uniforms, not USA roller sports uniforms, not world team uniforms, just a Team USA uniform that he put together. They were phenomenal. Great opportunity for all these athletes to come together and go over there. Again, it's not an organizational thing. When you go and skate the North Shore Duluth Marathon, it's not a USARS, USRSS thing. It's a marathon that anybody goes and signs up for. You don't have to be a member of anything. You just go and sign up, right? It's an opportunity. These marathons are drying up. We're encouraging people to go to A. Again, it's not an organizational thing. It's a sign up and come and skate this event. So let's get into the organizational things. There are two organizations. You got regionals coming up. I'm encouraging everybody to go to regionals that has the money, that has the time, that has the availability to go. Go. It's a great competition. Why would you not go? You qualify out of regionals, you go to indoor nationals. Outdoor nationals is coming up before regionals in some cases. Outdoor nationals, I encourage everybody that has the opportunity to go to outdoor nationals, go. I've not been able to go because I don't have the vacation time. It's frustrating. My son went out there many a years with other people and with other coaches because I couldn't be out there. But I sent him out there. I wanted him to be out there. I wanted him to have that opportunity. I have athletes on my club that are going out there this year. Again, I don't have the vacation time. I won't be able to be out there. I'm going to ask coaches to help me out while they're out there. This is a USARS event. My club is 100% carded USRSS. And I have like five or six athletes, seven, eight athletes that are carded USA Roller Sports. Why? Well, because I'm about skating. And this is supposed to be about skating. It's supposed to be about athletes competing against other athletes. How do we grow the sport if we don't try new things? How do we grow the sport if we don't outreach and try to get new people in new ways? This is what it's about. This is what it's about.
And that's the one thing. When you came to us as a club, I'm talking as a club.
Yeah.
When you came to us and said, we're going to be involved with USRSS. We're going to be a carded club with USRSS. Here's the price breakdown. Here's the meets. Here's the other clubs. Whatever. At no point did you say, you can only exclusively skate USRSS meets. You have always, from the jump, have said, if you still want to go with USARS, get carded with USARS. Here's a list of their meets. Here, go. Go.
We're carded. I'm carded, coach.
I forget when this was, but there was a weekend a couple of months back where we actually had some skaters at a USRSS event and other skaters at a USARS event.
That's right.
And we even have structured it at practice when there was a big invitational. We had some of our skaters going to a USARS invitational. We had them to where they could actually skate on the USARS track at our practice. So they were prepared and ready to go because it's all about, like you said, having opportunities. And I saw on Facebook, I forget where the page was that I saw this, and it was like, oh, I've heard some coaches are prohibiting their skaters from doing this or doing that. And I hope that's not the case. I hope that was just one of those rumors that gets out there and enough people talk about it.
Yeah.
But if that is the case, stop it. Please stop that. We need skaters to get to events and whatever. If your club is carded with USARS, with USRSS, that doesn't mean you can only skate there. Your skaters have the ability to get carded with the other organization, and then their skaters can go to all these other events where you don't even have to be carded in any group.
And what's totally amazing is that the information's been out there for the USRSS. Again, we've had representatives three times on Skate Talk. We've interviewed them three times. We've discussed websites that people can go to three times. It's been out there in heavy discussion. People are not knowing that there's an organization called USRSS. People don't not know, but yet there's so many people out there that say, I don't understand what's going on. How do I get signed up? I don't understand how in today's day and age, you don't know how to get signed up. And if you're not knowing how to get signed up, why is your coach not at least informing you that there is other opportunities out there? We have the opportunity this year for the first time, and I don't know if it's ever happened ever before. I think maybe it has in the days when they had the quads and inlines were separate, because there was a time frame when they were in two totally separate nationals. But essentially, there's an American Championships coming up that the USRSS is doing an amazing job of putting together. Sounds like it's going to be a great spectacle. It's going to have cameras live, obviously, the cash prize for the championship race. That's going to be totally amazing. I'm super excited. I know there's going to be a lot of vendors there, a lot of new stuff that's going to be tried to be unveiled. Is there going to be problems? I bet so. I bet so, because it's going to be brand new. You got new people that are going to be, that have been doing this stuff forever, but now it's the championships that they're putting on. It's not the same old competition that we've went to every year in the sense of IDN. They've been doing it forever. We expect them to do it flawlessly, even though they still have problems. It's called running a competition. It's called human error. It's going to happen. We understand that. I'm hoping for a great competition in the American Championships, as well as I'm hoping for an outstanding turnout for Indoor Nationals. Again, Indoor Nationals has been the pinnacle forever. And now there is a competitor nationals in the sense of the American Championships. It's another high level into the season big competition that's available.
And what's wrong with that? It's just another event where you can compete against other high level athletes. You can go out and you can just compete in general.
Yeah. I'd like to meet any coach out there. I'd love to meet any coach out there that says, I can't wait to take my senior man, woman, freshman, girl, or boy, 17-year-old, to any competition where they have to skate nobody. They don't have to skate nobody. I just want to take them to a competition where they go up to the line, they're the only athlete on the line, and say, go, and just let them run, right? They're automatically the champion. They're automatically the gold medal winner. Why? Well, because there was nobody else in the competition. The idea that there's now a competitor that's competing is going to force USARS to be a competitor instead of being the only athlete in the race where they were guaranteed the gold medal. What happens? I've seen this happen in quad nationals. Kid goes out there, they skate against nobody. They get that easy gold medal at nationals. This has happened, and you talk to many of coaches that have been out there. These athletes go out there, they win an easy gold medal. They come back the next year, they go to another division that actually has competition, or maybe this year some competition shows up. And they get obliterated because they weren't a great skater. They just won a national championship because nobody else was there. Now they can't handle the defeat of, I was a national champion and now I'm not a national champion. And they always say that the second year is the hardest one to win, especially when you're competing against people. So the reality is both organizations now have essentially a fight on their hands. One, they're both trying to grow. They're both should be trying to bring in new athletes because that's how you grow. You don't grow by continuing to bring back the same people. That's just insane. To say we got 1,000 people, I'm just using an arbitrary number. It doesn't matter what the number is. 1,000 people, 1,500 people, 2,000 people with USA Roller Sports, fine. If you don't bring any new people in, next year you're going to have the exact same number you had the last year, or maybe a little bit less because you're going to lose some. There's always that influx of a little bit of new ones come in and maybe some of the old ones leave out. Whether they get disinterested, they lose money, job change, career change, life change, they're just not in the sport anymore. So you get that influx of people leaving and people coming. Now the goal is that you bring more people in than you lose. Well, how do we do that? By giving them more options. By giving them a platform, a goal of this is where you start, this is where you want to try to get to. But at the end of the day, there's never an ending spot. Because there's always the next year to get back there again. There's always the next year to get back there again. But we have to continue to grow. If we're not growing, we're dying. Period. And we've been watching skating for years. Me and you have physically watched, I can't tell you how many 10Ks, how many 5Ks, how many marathons in our local state and our surrounding 100-mile radius of Fort Wayne that have dried up. Lack of competition.
And we were talking about this past weekend. We were down training at Asphalt Beach in Nashville. Mm-hmm. So skaters from all over the country that skate for the team came down. And of course, we're talking and we're saying, yeah, it used to be every weekend, hey, there's a 10K over here within an easy driving distance.
Yeah.
10K over here, half marathon, with cash payouts a lot of times.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the crowds were huge.
Sure.
There were so many skaters. Now I look at it where if you host an outdoor event, if you're saying, hey, we're going to have a half marathon, we'll put it in conjunction with some runners or whatnot. If you get 20 skaters, you're jumping up and down.
Right.
You're
and
like,
that,
man, yes.
That's not a sustainable number.
No, it's not. And
you
then
can't
it totally
get
dries up.
For that.
Yeah.
You can't get insurance for that.
Nope.
You can't get ribbons for that. You can't get tags for that. You need athletes.
Or what happens is, if we're going to do that number, well, your entry fee is going to be $75 to $100 because that money has to go spread out to cover these insurance costs.
Right.
And maybe we'll print you up a t-shirt or whatever,
right,
but we're just trying to cover the cost of the insurance and the permits for shutting down the road or whatever.
That's right.
Because the numbers aren't there anymore.
That's right.
And it's all about options. It's just really, it's all about options.
Options, growth, opportunities. You got to have beginner skate programs at your practices. I can't tell you how many coaches I've talked with that don't even have beginner skate programs. All they have is advanced programs. That's great. That's wonderful. I love our world team members. I talk to them all the time. I call them. I text them. We Facebook on each other. We're always talking with these top tier athletes. Well, guess what? It's 1% of the skating population. I'm not knocking our world team members. I'm not knocking them at all. I love them to death. But the reality is, it's 1%.
To be that elite, yeah. It's, you know, when you look at, like, say, the NBA, players in the NBA.
That's right.
Out of all the players that play basketball, what percentage makes it to that level?
Very few.
But you have to still bring people in.
That's right.
You have to bring people in. That's what it's all about.
You have to have the lower levels. You have to have the college. You have to have the high school. You got the middle school. You got the YMCA travel. You know, and it's not just ours. It's soccer. It's baseball. It's football. There's all these little programs that are out there and all these different leagues that are out there for the people that can't make it to that next level. The reality is how do we grow the sport? That's what it boils down to. How do we grow the sport? Well, guess what? It's not through USARS. It's not through USRSS. It's through outreach of the community. How many people do you see in the park skating around on their Rec and Fitness skates? They're not affiliated with anybody. These are old school cats, some young lady that's out there, some college student trying to get herself in shape, maybe a lady that's got extra pounds on. It's an easy form of cardiovascular workout where you're not impacting on your joints real heavily. You can still get out there and get a good burn going. It's great exercise. You see it all over. Every park and every summer community, anywhere you go, you see skaters that aren't affiliated with any teams. Team Rainbow up in Chicago, they don't skate any indoor. All they do is outdoor. That's all they do. And they travel around and do marathons. Team Pyro, the team you skate for, they're not indoor skaters. Maybe some of them go to here or there. But the reality is you guys are all marathon and ultra marathon skaters. That's what you guys do. Well, that has nothing to do with USRSS. It has nothing to do with USA Roller Sports. It's about skating. It's about skating. I don't care what organization you go to. We have to get new skaters in. We got to get energized. Community, we got to come together. I'm not saying that organizations need to work together or don't need to work together. I'm saying coaches, I'm saying athletes, I'm saying parents. We have to get rid of this negative vibe that's hanging over our heads. I got a firm belief, Boomer. Here's what it is. If you're a negative person around me, you're not going to be around me for very long. I don't surround myself with negative people.
Got to cut them out.
Cut them out. I may not get totally rid of them, but I stop communicating.
You got to cut them out as best as you can.
Right. The reality is negativity only breeds more negativity. Why do you want to do that? What's going to be solved by me and you having an argument with a viewer that's pro USARS and I'm pro USRSS? Let's fight. What's get solved from that? What
Nothing.
Organization looks good at the end of that conversation?
Both of them look bad because we all know when a Twitter war or a Facebook war, no one wins.
No one wins.
No one wins.
No.
And you just have to remember, I think we all have to remember this, is I know there's another organization out there, which is kind of like shaking up the establishment a little bit because it's not anything that we're used to.
Lower cards. Come on, but, get out of here. They haven't had this. Lower cards.
But what this has done, whatever side you're on, and we don't need to be on sides to begin with.
That's right.
But this has just given us more options. And the way this schedule lays out, you can make your regionals, you can make your outdoor nationals, you can make your indoor nationals, you can make your American championships. Imagine that. Coming up here is we're a couple of weeks away from May. The number of major events you can now get to. We should be embracing that, saying, hey, great, I want to, and I know a lot of it comes down to like finances and like you were saying, vacation
right.
time. But if you have that means to say, okay, well, in June, I'm going to make sure I get to the American Championships. It's going to be new. I want to see what is going on.
Yeah.
But then I always enjoy my summers going out to Lincoln or to Albuquerque and doing indoor nationals with USARS. Wait a minute. I can do both.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, sign me up.
Right.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah. Again, I can't understand how any coach can look at an athlete and know in the back of their mind that they're not giving them all the information. I hosted a level one clinic in 2009. I'm going to bring this up. This is dirty air here. I'm bringing it out. I don't care. I hosted a level one clinic in 2009. Jay Ingram was my coach. He came down and coached it, and I hosted it. I had three athletes from a team across town that had issues with the team. It was a whole team rivalry war, right? That team, they're bad. We don't like those team. Now, mind you, I never talked any trash about the other team, but the other team would tell their athletes that we were bad and that I didn't want them around as a coach, which was a total lie. And whenever those athletes talked to me, they found out the truth. But a lot of them didn't talk to me because they went by what their coach told them. I had three athletes from the other team across town in the same city when I announced it with Jay Ingram when we were doing it. For 4 months, I built up, we're going to do this level one clinic, qualify for outdoor nationals. 4 months, I advertised this thing everywhere. Three athletes come from the opposing team the night before and say, is it too late to sign up? I just found out about it through word of mouth from somebody else.
So not even from their coach.
Not from their coach. Why? Why would you not sign your athlete? It was $50 for that athlete to participate in a level one qualifying clinic coached by Jay Ingram, well, one of the best.
You don't have to go anywhere. It's in your backyard.
It's in your city. Two-day clinic. It was provided for $50. That's what it cost.
So because you were the host.
Because I was the host. Because it was affiliated with my team. That coach did not inform their athletes of this. That was USAR's teams. Fighting inside the organization, not growing. Now, those are three athletes that would not have had opportunity to say, I'm qualified and now I can go to Outdoor Nationals.
And now they're qualified. And you wonder then at that point, how many, you know, whether it be here or in other cities or towns, missed out on this where it's like, hey, there's this level one clinic that's extremely close by. We need to get there.
Yeah.
We have to break these walls down.
Yeah.
We need to, we're all trying to just skate.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. It's all about skating. It's all about being the best skaters that we can be.
It is. And it's stinginess. It's stinginess. We got all these invitationals that are going on every year. And you know, the reality is, you know, if we're putting on a comp, we got the Thanksgiving invitational that we host, okay? It was a USARS event for a few years. It was a USRSS event this year. There was another Thanksgiving meet, which was a USARS Thanksgiving meet. In the same region, two Thanksgiving meets, both had great turnouts.
Yes, they did.
Both had great turnouts because why? Because both of these organizations, in a sense of two leagues, were pushing to bring in outside skaters to come and participate with those particular invitationals. They both turned out great. They both turned out great. I had a conversation with Houston Trim over this last weekend. We were at our meet, up at the meet, he came up and skated. I had a conversation with Houston. I was talking with him about Thanksgiving, and he goes, dude, we have a Thanksgiving meet right there in my home city, my home state. And I'm like, I forgot all about it. I'm just oblivious to it. I forgot all about it. I said, that's great. That's where you need to be. You need to be there supporting your local meet. You need to support your local meet. If you don't have a local invitational in your area, then you go somewhere. That's why our skaters went down and skated in the Orlando Classic. That's why they went and skated the Spring Fling. That's why they went down to the Emerald Coast. That's why they went down and skated, what was it, Virginia? The invitation was down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just not too long ago, yeah.
Yeah, we had athletes that went down. That was the NSC, I think, had the tryouts down.
Yes,
so
yeah.
We had skaters went down for that. You know, the reality is if you're not getting your athletes to events, then why are they in the sport and why are you in the sport? Why are you in the sport?
And I know for us, one thing that we'll always do is the group is gathered at practice. If, say, usually, like, I know Tracy McBride gets a lot of info because she takes her daughter Alicia to whatever meet she can get to. It's always like, hey, this is what's coming up. This is, you know, this is a USAR sanctioned event. This is a USRSS sanctioned event.
Yep.
But here's what's on the calendar. At no point is there, I'm not going to tell you this.
No.
At no point is there, I strongly encourage you not to go to that.
Right.
Wink, wink,
wink.
No. It's always like, these are the events. Get to what you can get to. And if you can get to as many of them as possible, regardless of the affiliation, get to them because it's only going to benefit the sport in the long run.
It makes skaters better. It makes more competition at each event. It involves growth. When you have these beginners, when you have these new kids that are coming into the sport, they need to see a big competition. They need to see these competitions be big. And if all of our competitors aren't getting out there, the numbers are getting smaller. The reality is the numbers are getting smaller. As organizational whole, indoor skating is getting smaller. It's not a USARS, it's not a USRSS problem. It's a United States
problem. It's a skating problem in the States, yeah.
It's a skating problem in the States. And we have to fix this problem.
And the more events we do actually will benefit us because it's more exposure.
Yes.
Because as soon as you start going down that hill, which is what we're kind of doing, we're going down that hill, fewer and fewer events, fewer and fewer skaters, because there's not as many opportunities to go out and do events. And here's what I found, too, is someone who always enjoys going to outdoor events and would go basically, my gosh, every weekend when presented with an event, regardless of how little sleep I got. There were times I'd work till 1, 2 in the morning, come home, shower, we're hitting the road.
Nice.
That's what we would do.
And sleep in the car.
Yeah, yeah. It was like you would figure out a way.
Yeah.
But once you start getting out of that pattern, once there's fewer and fewer events, what I found, it becomes easier to miss those fewer and fewer events because you're out of the routine. Because it's like, well, I don't go to many anyway, so I'm not so concerned about North Shore. I'll pick it up next year.
Right.
Versus, man, I skated. There were years we would skate for the 4 weekends in competition leading up to the North Shore.
Right.
It was like an event here, an event here, an event here. We do the North Shore. We have a race the next weekend. And all of a sudden, hey, we're at Athens to Atlanta. You're in that routine of training and getting to events because there were always events to get to. You start pulling that away, then you stop going to events entirely.
Right.
That's what happens because you're just like, well, I'm just going to go and train for myself. I'm not going to worry about making it to this event because it's only 1 hour, whatever.
Right, right. And the reality is this is a problem that didn't just happen in 2017, 2018. This is a problem that's been in existence for a long time. It's a can that's been being kicked down the road and kicked down the road. And gosh darn it, it's time to squash the can and take it to the recycle center and let's get some money out of it and let's start looking forward and stop kicking the can down the road. We got to fix our problems. And it all starts with growth. It all starts with growth. If these, and I will be the first to tell you, coach, whoever you are, male or female, if you are out there right now and you're not encouraging your athletes and you're creating a divisional war of an organization to an organization, you're part of the problem.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it right now. That's going to be, I really think, as...
If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
And if you have skaters that want to go, say you're USARS, you got skaters that want to go to USRSS... Encourage them. Give them the info. You have skaters that are USRSS, want to go to USARS. Encourage them. Give them the info. And I really hope, regardless of what the event is, whether it be the American Championships, Indoor Nationals, Outdoor Nationals, I want the turnout to be huge. And that's the one thing. Right. As you go away from this episode of Skate Talk with Boomer and the coach, just think about that. Become positive, energized, and say, hey, there are some fantastic events coming up. Let's get our skaters to those events, and let's bring new skaters into the sport, regardless of the league affiliation.
And if you're on Facebook, gosh darn it, get over there and see John Rogers' page. This guy has much content. It's amazing. He digs up stuff that just blows my mind away. These old photos of people. It's hilarious, some of the old photos of the 5x80 frames and these guys are skating on. And they still hold records, by the way. But anyways, the stuff that he comes up with is totally amazing. You got to get over and see John Rogers' page. He's always got something innovative going on. He's always talking about a new event coming up. By the way, that guy is all about skating.
Coach, I love when you're fired up like this, and he's going to carry this over to practice, which is where we're headed to. So I think I might actually stay here. I have to work late. So
here we go.
Well, thanks so much, Coach, for bringing the intensity, as you always do, with Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And skate somewhere.
Exactly.